Well, good evening. Praise the Lord. I just want to start off by saying this is Sister Mary Scott with Iron Sharpens Iron. And I'm pleased and honored to be here with you tonight. First, I want to give the information out. If there's anybody on the line that want to call in during the broadcast and voice their opinion, give a testimony, a comment on what God is giving me in my heart today to share with you. We can be found at www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom or 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4147. That I just want to put out there, and I would love to hear feedback, comments, testimonies, and what thus saith the Lord or what God is doing in your life. Because I do survive off of the testimonies of my brothers. Tonight, I wanted to share with you a little something. The guy switched it up on me today, but he in control. He's head of my life, so whatever he do, this is what it is. God shared today with me about I surrender all. And in the time that we're living in today, we need to have a repentant spirit. Because the world is just in chaos. The world is in complete chaos, and we all need to exercise a repentant spirit. To me, the church is too quiet. This is a time where the church should not be hidden. The church should not be sitting down. The church should not be behind corners or voiceless. In my opinion, the church should be standing up. This is the time that souls are lost and seeking. People are afraid. People are scared. People are vulnerable. And we can reach kingdom building at this point. So I just wanted to reiterate that even us as saints, we have to be in a certain place in our lives in order to reach the reachable, to be used by God and be usable. So he was, I had heard a sermon on this today and little things from other sermons that I listened to throughout the week. And God is speaking to us, and we have to stand up as the body of Christ. We have to stand our ground. We have to take our positions, and we have to build the kingdom. But first, we have to surrender. We have to surrender and sell on out, because we can't be trying to sell a product that we haven't first experienced. You know, when I order something or somebody tries to prompt me to get something and I say, well, how was it? What do you recommend? You can't recommend it if you don't know nothing about it. We need to repent and build our relationships so that we can successfully kingdom build. So when God was saying surrender, we need to surrender all. You have not surrendered all when you're giving God 75%. God requires 100%. And we need to exercise 100%. Because once we surrender our lives to God, it is no longer I. People that are sold out and surrendered don't use the word I. Because I tends to be used by the people that are not saved or by the babes in Christ with, I'm this, I'm that, I'm sick, I'm broke, I'm tired, I. That's like when you get married, you trade your I for a we. It's sort of the same thing in the body of Christ. So we have to sell out and give our 100% to the Lord. When you surrender all, you take on the characteristics of Jesus Christ. And I'm not saying that if you're not completely sold out that you're not saved. And I'll probably reiterate that more than once because the enemy will always try to say or make it feel like or display it differently than it's sent. But we can be saved and still not give God our 100%. We can be saved and just give God 50% or 75%. The songwriter said 99.5 won't do. God don't want a piece of. He wants the whole product. He wants the whole production. So sold out means that there is nothing left. When somebody says something is sold out in the store, that means you ain't even going to go look for that. It's sold out. There is none left. So when we sell out for Christ, there should be nothing left. No more excuses. There should be no more desires of the world. There should be no more worldly attributes and no more worldly content and no more, you know, attractions to things that are not of God. So we should be completely sold out. Applying God's word in your life, examine yourself. Give yourself a good evaluation, and you don't have to worry about nobody else doing it. Because we don't like when people critique us. We don't like when people give constructive criticism to us. But evaluate yourself. How about ask God to show you you? Because when you look in that mirror or you read that word, it's going to reflect back to you. I stopped when I was a babe in Christ, and I used to go to church, and I used to hear a good word. I used to be like, oh, I know somebody that should have been here to hear this. No, I was there. I should have heard that because it was for me. Because we have to stop looking and pointing our fingers. Like they told me when I was a young girl, when you point at somebody, one go up, one go out, and three come back. So we need to stop looking at everybody else's splinters and motes in their eyes and look at ourselves, evaluate ourselves, change ourselves. And then we can, people do better changing when they watching you change. Like, if you tell me to change some things, that might be good and I might take to it. But if I see you changing and I like the change I see in you, that will encourage me to change. So we just need to work on, you know, ourselves a little bit more and examine ourselves, give ourselves a good evaluation, and don't have to worry about nobody else doing that and our feelings getting hurt. Make sure you're of the faith. Make sure that that's where you're at. Surrender means to cease resistance to an enemy or an opponent and submit to the authority, deliver unto or sell out. So that's what we need to do in the body of Christ. When you surrender or sell out, there are certain things that you don't do anymore, and some things you begin to do to enhance your daily walk with Jesus. While you surrender, you become priceless. And anything that's priceless, you can't pay for. You are priceless spiritually to God. Things are held up in our lives because we don't want to surrender. We feel like, you know, we don't want to give this up. You know, we don't want to, we don't want to give up certain things, but we still want to, you know, depict Christ. You can't do that. So God wants your whole being surrendered, your spirit, born again. He wants your whole being surrendered. And when I say your whole being, I mean your spirit, your soul, and your body. So when your spirit surrenders, it's born again automatically. That's it. Your spirit is born again automatically. It's surrendered. When your soul surrenders, it has to be renewed. And that's your mind, your will, your emotion, and your intellect, and all of that of the things we use daily. When our body is surrendered, that's when we present it as a living sacrifice. We don't do everything to our bodies. We don't do sexual immorality. We don't do that when we save anyway, but we're talking about total surrender. Because there are saints that I know that claim to be saints that still do things that they shouldn't do in the saint, on the saint side of the kingdom. Sexual immorality, that's not of God. So we have to totally surrender our bodies. We don't put tattoos and piercings on our bodies because that body does not any longer belong to us. That is called defacing your body. So how can you deface something that doesn't belong to you? To deface means to spoil the surface of or appearance by drawing or writing on. So that's what it is to deface. That's tattoos. Now, if you got a tattoo before you came to Christ, it ain't nothing we can do about that. It's a done deal. You came with that mark. But once you get enlightened in the body of Christ, you don't do those things that you know not to do. Like my mama used to say, you learn better, you do better. So then we can be surrendered totally in spirit, soul, and body. You can't surrender with your mouth and your heart be far from it. They have to match up. If your heart don't match, God just may say one day, depart from me, I never knew you. And then when you say, I can and confess, I surrendered. I surrendered with my mouth. I said it. But your heart was not in agreement. Your heart has to be in agreement. And I'll give an example of what I mean when I say that. Because with my daughter being in the street and, you know, the enemy thinking that he got the upper hand, which he don't, because God already told me the end of that story. And I told God, God sent several messages to me when I was praying for her, that he said, I got her and I got it. And I've said this many times on my broadcast, the same thing, because God continuously sent messages to me about I got her and I got it. In my head, I believe that he will. With my mouth, I told everybody God got her. But my heart wasn't attached to it, and I didn't know it until he showed me one morning, one Sunday morning. I was logged on to her Facebook Messenger, and as long as I could see her interacting with people, I knew she was alive. I knew she was pretty much okay. And that's where God said, that's where you got your peace. Because even though I said I got her and for you to trust me, you were still getting your peace from what you could see her doing. And I didn't realize that until for 4 days he didn't allow her to respond to nothing on the internet. And I would start to panic and say, oh God, is she dead? Oh God, is she hurt? Oh God, what's going on? And then he told me one Sunday morning while I was on my way to church, he said you trusted me, but you were getting the peace from what you could see. He said, well, now you can't see nothing. Now what? And at that moment, I said, I have no choice from this moment on, God, but to trust you fully. And once my heart grabbed that thing and connected it with my head and my mouth, then I was able to release my baby to God, because she was his baby first. So that was my first realization of your head, heart, and mouth connection. Because people think things that they really believe, and they say things that they really believe, but they heart like, ain't nobody said nothing to me. I ain't agreeing with this. And then, therefore, it's null and void, because it has to be a agreement between the three of them, a trio. So I do strongly suggest that when you surrender, that your heart be matched up with your head and your mouth. Selling out portrays loyalty. And when you sell out to God, you get exalted. Expect some resistance when you are living a sold-out life, or even when you decide to live a sold-out life. Like when I decided that I wanted to be a part of PKN, Pastor Toy told me, when you accept this, the enemy coming for you. You can look for it. And the enemy came in my ear with fear and said, well, you don't need nothing else going on. You got enough going on in your life. And then I thought about it just a second, that the devil don't like me anyway. And I say it all the time. He don't like me for who I am, because I'm a king's kid, because I'm a daughter of the Most High God, because I'm a Christian, because I live like I'm supposed to live. He don't like me because of who I am. There's no way I'm going to let him dictate what I do for the kingdom. So I took on my challenge. Yes, trials came. Yes, trouble came. And in the midst of it, I had growth spurts, because that trouble brings growth spurts. And that was just what I had to learn, that now I'm going to have to dig my heels in and stand firm with God and completely sell out. So that word that I'm bringing for you today, all over the world, wherever it may be hitting, it came for me first. And it was for me first, and I received it because I am sold out. Excuse me. When you yield yourself to on purpose, is who you're servant of. Let me say that again. Whom you yield yourself to on purpose is who you're servant of. Or your Lord. It's a continuous thing, not a one-time event. We must die daily to the things of the world and the flesh. So it's a continual thing. You can't just say one day, oh, God, I give you my heart, I'm saved, and then go out there and live any old kind of way, because that's not matching up. That's not going to happen. So Non-sold out or spiritually immature characteristics are whining, murmuring, and complaining. The saints in the church whining and complaining about everything more than the people in the world. But everything is good because you know that it's a set-up fight. You're victorious in the end. So when we learn not to murmur, complain, and whine, and we just let God be who he is, then we excel and be exalted, and it's an easier journey to selling out. We're all weak in some areas. Strengthen those areas. We don't know everything that everyone is going through, so don't question their praise. They might be exercising a post-pandemic praise. Some people believe, like me, that we're going to come through, and we're going to come through victorious. We're going to come through on top. We're going to come through because of who we are and who we have on our side. Don't wait till it's over to shout. We don't know God's plan for us. Tomorrow is a promise. So shout now. Praise now. And give thanks now. We only have right now. We need the church to step up and sell out. So sell out, the sellout characteristics vary, and one of them is a giver. Where your treasures are is where your heart is. And God knows your heart by actions you do. When you sell out, you experience better relationships with others, your spouse, your kids, your neighbors, just people in general. When you sell out, your demeanor changes. You see things differently and on a different aspect than you would if you weren't sold out. Some of us can't sell out because we still stuck on who we are. Then you're not sold out. You can bring confusion to the body of Christ when you're not sold out. Not sold out don't mean you're not saved. You're just not spiritually mature. Mark in the Bible, he wasn't sold out at first, but he grew up and became profitable to the ministry. Are you profitable to the ministry? Are you usable for God? Like I often tell people, nobody is going to put good products in a broken vending machine. Nobody's going to use the vending machine to get the good products that are in it. So we always say we want to be used, but we are unusable. So I am encouraging everybody to check ourselves, evaluate ourselves, and see where we are. Are we usable for God? Are we profitable to the ministry? Are we examples for kingdom building? When you're sold out, you're going to go through some things. The three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, wouldn't bow to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. So they were faced with the fiery furnace. We may not be tried by a furnace experience, but when you sell out to God, the enemy gonna try you. The men assigned to prepare the furnace for the boys turned up the heat 10 times hotter than normal. Even they were consumed. So that tells me that if you're not sold out or surrendered, you may not want to hang around people that are sold out, because you may have to go through some of the stuff that they're going through and enduring, and you are not ready. So if you ain't sold out, you might not want to hang with the sold out folks, because they're going to be tried, and you're going to be tried right with them. If it don't go your way, if you're not sold out, it's going to be okay anyway. Either way it go, you're going to be okay, because God going to still be God. When you're sold out, you're not going through by yourself. Jesus said he'll never leave us, just like the fourth man in the furnace. And the Hebrew boys came out rejoicing. We will come out rejoicing. The king was convinced after the events of the furnace. After that, the king was convinced and said, whoever their God is, now that's God. And like Naomi's daughter-in-law told her, where you go, I go. Where you stay, I stay. And when and your people going to be my people, your land, my land, your God, my God. And when you die, I'm going to die. And there I will be buried also. So that tells me that all because Naomi displayed a surrender and sold out lifestyle before them, people will watch and be persuaded into the kingdom when you firmly stand sold out. Job was another one that was sold out. He lost everything naturally and put on sackcloth and ashes and prayed and worshiped God. None of us humanly can imagine worshiping God, losing all of our children and losing all of our possessions. He lost all of his cattle. He lost everything in one day. And he put the sackcloth on and the ashes and worshiped God because he was sold out. As a matter of fact, the enemy could not even do any of those things and test him until he got permission from God. He said, what about your servant Job? Surely he turned, and God said, don't kill him, but try him, because God already knew Job wasn't going to turn. Job is sold out. When you sold out, it don't matter how the outcome comes. You sold out. You know your outcome, whether you make it out or whether you die. You still know your outcome, and it's okay. You have to trust him with all your heart. Even Job's friends accused him. For days, they just were speechless and just looked at him. If you don't know what to say, don't say anything. Just be quiet. So the enemy is always watching to see who he can use. And if you're not careful, he'll use you. Daniel, he prayed 3 times a day despite the king's orders to not pray. So they threw him in the lion's den. If they had consumed him, he was still sold out. And God let the lions become his pillows through the night while he rested in Jesus. The outcome is not up to you. It's up to God. When you surrender, it all counted all joy. Whatever God decides the outcome going to be, let God be God. To live in Christ and to die is gain. We hold death too high. Absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. To live for God is good, but to die in God is greater. Don't be lukewarm and on the fence. Because the stragglers on the fence, the devil gets them. He gets the ownership of. So my question tonight is, are you sold out? My question to you all is, have you surrendered? My question is, what are we doing to work and to build on being sold out? Are we able to be the church that God needs us to be? Some people are never going to go to a church building. Some people are only going to see you. They are only going to see the God in you and the light in you, and they're going to watch how you live every day. And that right alone, just like Naomi, is going to determine sometimes people coming over to Christ. You know, I want, when I leave here and close my eyes, I want somebody to say, she made a difference in my life. I watched her. She did this, and she lived this way. She stood her ground. She sold out. She surrendered her all. And no, it wasn't an easy journey, and no, it wasn't an easy task, but she held firm to her beliefs, and she trusted God. I have truly learned how to trust God in the last year or two. And my mother told me that her great-aunt asked her one day, said, you trust God? And my mom, being young, she said, yeah, I trust God. And she said, are you sure that you're trusting God? Because sometimes we think, like I said, that heart ain't connected. You think you trust in God, but your heart has completely got to be connected and in agreement with your head and your mouth. In controversy, I implore you, sell out. In the midst of sickness, even if it's coronavirus, if you got it, if you get it, sell out. It's going to be what it is anyway. I tell everybody, we're going to go through stuff regardless because it's called life. As long as we're on this side, we're going to go through stuff. I would rather go through with God than to go through without God. So, again, I say, you know, if anybody out there wants to come on and share their intake or their input on selling out, or some things God may have done to them, the reason they sold out, share, because like I said, iron sharpens iron, and you may enlighten me on something that I didn't know, as well as I would love to think that God blessed somebody out there and I enlightened them on something they didn't know, because we all need each other, and we all need to grow, and definitely we need to build the kingdom, because these days and time, we are definitely living in the Second Chronicles 7 and 14 times, where we all need to turn from our wicked ways, and all of us have wicked ways, even us that's saved. I'm not saying we practice sin. We don't practice sin, but sometimes we might think something, and we don't think nothing of it, and that's why we have to constantly tell God, check me, God. You know, check my thoughts, check my words, check my whatever, need checking, because we slip up, we're human, and as long as we're on this side, we're going to be human. So I want to hear from some of y'all out there. Somebody hit the line, hit number one, and talk to Gary. Because, honey, we all could grow in Christ, and we all could do better. We need to all stand together and lift each other up. And when I heard that word about selling out, it made me check myself, and I said, am I sold out? I believe I am, because no matter what the outcome is, like I had to tell God, and it hurt me to do it. I had to tell God from my heart, God, my baby is your baby first. You gave her to me to care over her. And no matter what you do, no matter how you do this, I have to be okay with it, and I also have to trust you. I have a caller that's on the line, and I would love to speak to that caller. Are you there? Is my caller there?
Hey, how are you, Sister Mary?
Hello. Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I am good. I am blessed. I was calling because I listen, when I hear calls, I answer them. I know what that means. You said hit the button if you have sold out. If you are sold out, come on. I just was responding to the call. I must say this is a beautiful word. Beautiful word, so on time word for everyone that is stuck in the house trying to figure out another thing to do because they, you know what I mean, now they don't want to do this or don't want to do that. This is such an on time word because if you are sold out, like you said,
and you
got to be all three sold out in order for it really to be sold. I like that. It's like a complete die. You have to complete that and even not feel no type way.
It's such
a maturity thing. I can honestly say that within my life, I know that I have become a whole different person. Now, I can say that Purpose Kingdom Network has led me through a whole lot more than I would have ever could have imagined. But now it's like to be sold out, it's almost like you lose everything. You know, like you said, like sometimes you got to give up the thing that you think is the prize. And
right.
then the second that you give it up, you watch God because then you actually sold out on it. But not until you sell all the way out. That was good because I'm just learning that. But the goodness of being sold out. Thank you for your words. I thank you for your words. Keep it up. You pumping. Look, and then I heard you. You said it with your chest because I heard you say something and I heard you hitting your hand on your chest. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's that kind of praise. It's like a say it with your chest type of praise. I loved it. It was like go on with yourself. Ha ha, go on with yourself now. Hey. Keep it up.
It's not an easy thing to sell out, but it's a worth thing to sell out. It's worth it in the end to sell out, because what can I do without God anyway? So I'm going to win. It's a win-win situation. It's a win-win situation. So, yes, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. I had another caller. Is the other caller still there?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, girl. I just love that word, being sold. Listen. Yes. When I listen to you, as Adrian just said, that thing makes you have to grow up just a little bit more. But it's funny, because both of y'all spoke on 2 Chronicles 7:14,
mm-hmm.
and you sort of led into what I had pushed one to say, because you said to her that it's worth it to sell out. It's worth
mm-hmm.
it to sell out to God, and it's worth it to just give your all for him. And you quoted 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. The first thing I wanted to say was, everybody has to understand, selling out is a daily situation. It's just like when you say, I'm crucified with Christ. You got to be crucified in him daily. You have to sell out to him daily. You have to seek his face daily. You have to talk to him daily. But then when you said it's worth it, because we always quote 2 Chronicles 7:14, we never go down to verses 15 and 16. Because he said, if my people would do all of that, he said, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. That land, talking about this flesh, this dust, this earth he placed us in. But then the 15th verse says, now my eyes shall be open and my ears intent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Once you sell out for God, that you ever had somebody where it seemed like God just moves when they call on them? That if God calls his name, if they call on God's name, God shows up and shows out. That's because they did 2 Chronicles 7:14, and now they're at that place where God is attentive to their prayers. And then the next verse says, for now has he, God, chosen and sanctified this house or that person, that his name may be there forever, and his eyes and his heart shall be there perpetually. So, like she said, it is worth it, because what this scripture says to me is, when you sell out for God, God sells out for you. That's the part I want y'all to hear. If you sell out for him, he sells out for you. When you are willing to sacrifice your all for him, he is willing to move all of heaven and earth for you.
Yes.
So it is so worth it to get to a place where you sell out. And if you feel like, ooh, I still got this I deal with and I still got that, like I said, it's a daily thing. Keep giving it to God. Keep admitting it. Keep asking Christ and his Holy Spirit to come upon you and to begin to change you. Work on you, studying your word. And I promise you, as you selling out for him, he going to sell out for you. Thank you, Evangelist Mary. Awesome, awesome word this evening. Thank you for hearing me.
Thank God. That's God, all God, honey. I don't take none of that glory. I pointed straight to the one that gave it to me. But, you know, when you was talking, it made me think about the 2 Chronicles 7:14 needs to be done, and it shall be done, I believe. But I saw this morning, which was just confirmation, on Facebook this morning when I was looking at my phone, I saw someone had posted a picture, I believe it was the early 1900s, and it was a family photo of a family, and they all were wearing face masks just like we're wearing today, which means this ain't the first pandemic, which we knew. We knew that. But the first thing I thought when I saw that was, I'll be 52, God spare my life, next month, and my mom is 76, and on, and we have never experienced this before. But somewhere, somebody had to do 2 Chronicles 7:14 for that to clear up, because we had never experienced it in our lifetime. So that means everything was normal when we were born and when we were raised in our lifetimes up until now. So it means, it just showed me that we done been here before and God fixed it. So we here now. God can fix it. He will fix it. If I never see him fix it, if he take me home, guess what? For Mary, it's fixed. Now, I don't know about the ones that's left behind. They're going to have to do something to get something. But that's life. That's even in the secular world. You got to do something to get something. You got to go to work to get a paycheck. You got to pay the cashier to get your groceries. You always have to do something to get something. So in this day and time, even in what we're going through in this pandemic, people need to realize God just not, even though he can, he's not going to just poof and clear it up, because why would he when he's so angry at the world who's doing any and everything they big enough to do and shutting him out of everything? No, do something to get something. Step up, speak up, and sell out. That is my advice for all of us, and I'm including myself in that. It's always room for growth. My mom used to say, when you know everything and you can't grow no more, you need to be out of here, because as long as we're breathing, we're living, we're growing, we're maturing. And I just want to say that I enjoyed this word for myself, because it gave me insight that I just need to go a little bit further. I was praying on my way to church this morning in my car by myself. I prayed the whole entire ride to the church. God, strengthen me. God, show me how to be closer to you, God. Show me what I need to do in order to get in the place that you need me to be. And then my whole prayer was just naming different things. God, show me how to do this. Show me how to do that. Teach me how to do this and teach me how to do that. Because every day is another opportunity for us to do better and be better. And we got souls to win. There are people out here that have actually never heard. Believe it or not, some people, children, are not being taught. I have teachers that go to my church that said something about church, and the little boy was like, people really sing at church, or people really do this at church. You would be surprised who don't know. And I know that God said he wasn't coming back until the word was put all over for everybody to be heard, but he's doing that now. That's part of PKN. We're doing that now. Everywhere Mary goes, she's doing it, because I will tell somebody, I don't care if we're at the bus stop, I don't care if we're in the supermarket, we could be in McDonald's drive-thru line or be inside a restaurant. I'm going to tell you what I know about the man and what he's doing for me, and where are you? Because every time a woman see a good sale, what she do? Call her girlfriends up. Girl, I seen this sale down such a place. You need to get down there, girl. You better go check it out. That's what we need to do with God. Look, this is a good thing. You need a part of this, because you ain't going to make it if you don't. So let me help you out and tell you what you need to survive. I am excited about God. I get so excited. And I be teaching God. I mean, I be asking God, make me teachable. Sometimes we just not teachable. But I want to be teachable. I want to be usable. I want to be sold out. I just want God to do whatever he needs to do in my life so that I can reach his people. I need to reach his people. But I'm going to go ahead and give the call of salvation. Anybody out there who has heard the sound of my voice, if we have another caller, please feel free to still hit number one. But at this time, I'm just going to give the call of salvation, because somebody may not have known about selling out. Somebody may not have really had an understanding of surrendering or growing maturely in Christ. But if anything was said, and I pray God used me to say something to somebody, to reach somebody somewhere, and I want you to know that you can be where we are. You can grow in Christ. You can be saved. You can have somebody that's going to be there for you, that fourth man in the fire, that way maker, promise keeper, light in the dark place. You can have that. So if you would say with me, dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Psalms 10:9-10 says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and you are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and you are saved. And there again, your heart and your mouth have to be connected with your mindset. And your renewed mindset, it always has to be a three-part connection and agreement in order for it to be a success. And I thank God for the opportunity. I'm still here amongst the living. I'm still on the battlefield. I'm excited. I love my brothers and sisters. I love the ones that are not saved. I want to have a bigger family in Christ. I want to expand God's kingdom. And I just want you to, you know, if you took those words to heart and you did the call of salvation, find a truly Bible-based teaching institution to continue to grow in. You don't show your baby how to take first steps one day and then you don't never show them no more. It's a repetitive thing. You have to constantly work at something in order for it to succeed and grow. And I am just totally honored, and I count it a privilege that God can use me and that he can use me to talk to his people, and that I'm a part of an awesome team at PKN, a support team, a saved team, a body of Christ that we can band together for kingdom building. I don't know if Rob is going to give the announcements or Pastor Toy, but you can do that at this time.
Yes, real quickly. Thank you so much, Evangelist Mary. Awesome word tonight. And I just want to thank you for just presenting to us, and, you know, in your view. And it was totally a great view that you gave us. And I also just wanted to just let everybody know that has invited Christ in your life to, just like Sister Mary said, you know, find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that will nurture you in the word of Christ. And, you know, if you can't find that sanctuary, and sometimes, you know, right now, especially in this time, sanctuaries are closed, but we broadcast here almost every night that we can. And so please join us. Just don't forget to tell a friend that we're here on www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom, where we have a night of ministry. And we thank you and each and every one of you, no matter where in the world you listen to us. No matter if you're listening to us via phone or you're listening to us online, we just greatly appreciate your listenership and your support, and you're telling friends and family members about us. If you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello, you know, or just tell us or give us a praise report, or just let us know that you turn your life over to Christ, and we just thank you so much. Also, if you like to just share with friends and family members, we're on Facebook, where you can just like us and you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom, where you can do likewise. Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. You can simply type in the host name or the show name, and there you can listen to the show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we also thank you so much for sharing with friends and family members. With tomorrow's broadcast, we will be having our regular guest, Pastor Damon Johnson, will not be able to broadcast tomorrow due to some scheduling conflicts, but we'll be broadcasting tomorrow. And just feel free to join us at 9 p.m. tomorrow, where we have a rebroadcast of one of our previous scheduled shows. And we just thank you so much. And please feel free to tell a friend. And we thank you so much. Also, just we're not sure if later on tonight at 10 p.m. if we have Evangelist Ty on, but just watch our post on Facebook at Purpose Cam, and we'll let you know our upcoming schedule for tonight's evening broadcast of a night of ministry. We thank you so much. We appreciate your listenership. No matter where in the world you listen to, we just thank you so much. And Evangelist Mary, we're going to turn the show back over into your hands.
Well, I just want to again say that I thank God for the opportunity for him to use me, and I truly pray that someone was blessed or touched or enlightened with the word that he shared with me to share with you. And until next time, the second Sunday of August, I will be back to do whatever God puts on my heart, and we'll do it all over again in love. So again, remember, iron sharpens iron, and don't look down on a man unless you're picking them up. Be blessed. Love you.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.